Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast, The Manideep's Show. I'm your host Manideep, and in this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about what really happened in the island of Crete. In the last few episodes of the podcast, we talked about Daedalus, Perdix, Icarus, and what happened to them. And in the last episode of the podcast, we even talked about King Minos, how he actually came to the island of Crete, how he became king, and everything about him. But in this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about what really happened in the island of Crete, which eventually prisoned Daedalus. So going into the story, we talked about how Daedalus came to this island called Crete and how he was accepted by the king of that island called Minos. And he even gave Daedalus a job. And we even talked about how Daedalus married a local woman and had a son named Icarus. So we know that story, right? But in the last episode of the podcast, we talked about how Minos has his issues regarding his father and how people don't really like him in the island of Crete. Of course, people accepted him as their king because he's the son of Zeus, and people don't want to anger Zeus by not accepting his son as their king. So just because he's son of Zeus, people tolerate him and people accepted him as their king. But that doesn't mean that people love King Minos. In fact, people used to hate him because people had their opinions. Because he was not native to the island, he's not a true heir of King Asterion, etc. and etc. And so they didn't really love him. In fact, they used to hate him. So because of that, King Minos always wanted to prove himself to the people of Ireland. He always wanted to prove that he is worthy of being a ruler, he is worthy of being a good king, and that he is deserved to rule that island. And for that, he did many things. Of course, they all failed miserably. And the main reason why King Minos accepted Daedalus and gave him a job as his advisor is to make people love him. So to make that happen, King Minos hired Daedalus. So one day, Minos came up with a plan. And if that plan succeeds, people will believe and accept him as their king. They'll accept him truly, not tolerating him, but they'll accept him truly. Because that plan involves getting a signal from a god. So it's basically King Minos wanted to have a certificate of being a really good king from his father, who is actually king of gods, Zeus. So he wanted to get a certificate from Zeus. He wanted to get some sort of signal from Zeus so that people will actually accept King Minos as their true king. And then hopefully they'll love him back. So when he presented his idea to Daedalus, so Daedalus said that he could easily fake a signal from a god. He can create some sort of equipment or some sort of a machine or some sort of a thing so that it can easily fake some signal by a god. So that the people will actually believe that the signal came from some god and they'll accept King Minos as their king. But King Minos had different plans. He didn't want anything to be faked. He wanted a real god to send a real signal to his people so that they will accept him as their king. But Daedalus was shocked by listening to his plan, because we can't order gods to send a signal. And gods only do what they wanted to, and you can't pressurize a god to do something. So Daedalus was not sure about how this idea will work, or he was not sure about this plan. But he didn't say that to King Minos, because if he did, then he would be prisoned immediately. So he thought that he could support Minos and probably hope for the best. And one day King Minos held a meeting where people of Crete came. And in that meeting, King Minos announced that he can get a signal from God, saying that he can get a signal from a god which proves him to be worthy of being a ruler or to be deserved to rule island of Crete. And by listening to King Minos' words, people thought that was easy for King Minos, because he'll just ask his father to send a signal. He'll just ask his father to send a thunder or a lightning, and that will be considered a signal. And after listening to the people, King Minos was a bit sad, because he can't now take help of his father. Even if he can take, people will not believe him, because it is not actually a god favoring a king, but it is actually a dad favoring his son. And King Minos thought that he could try to get a signal from some other god rather than his father Zeus. And the second most powerful god in Greek mythology is Poseidon. So King Minos thought that he could actually get a signal from Poseidon, who is actually respected by the people of Crete, because Crete was an island kingdom which is actually surrounded by oceans and seas, and Poseidon being the god of seas or the lord of seas. So people of Crete used to worship Poseidon, because, and Minos thought that if he could get a signal from Poseidon, people will actually believe him and people will respect that. So King Minos started silently praying Poseidon in his mind, saying that so that people will believe that gods are favoring King Minos and then they will accept him as their king. And also King Minos even said that if he get a signal from Poseidon, he'll sacrifice a really nice bull or one of the best bull from his kingdom. And I take this moment to actually say how bulls played an important role in King Minos' life. When Zeus met Europa, he met Europa in the form of a bull. And when Zeus brought Europa to this island, so because of that, King Minos always favored bulls. Bull was his royal emblem, he was his royal symbol, and used to have some really nice bulls in his kingdom and in his palace. So while praying Poseidon to get a signal, he said to Poseidon that he'll sacrifice his best bull, the best bull in his entire kingdom, to Poseidon. And actually Poseidon listened to this. Yes, Poseidon answered his prayers and he thought he will send a signal in the form of a bull because King Minos loved bulls and King Minos even said that he'll sacrifice the bull. So Poseidon thought he could send a signal in the form of a bull and King Minos, according to his plan, will sacrifice that bull back to Poseidon. So Poseidon made a bull. Unlike other bulls, it was white in color and it emerged from the seas. It was actually made from the froth of the seas by using Poseidon's power. So Poseidon gave life to that bull and it came to Crete. And it was beautiful. You can call that bull as the finest of bulls. And when people saw that bull, it was so beautiful that everybody was amazed. And even King Minos was amazed by that bull. So King Minos got his signal from a god. And people also believed that gods are actually favoring King Minos. And thinking in that way, they also started to love him and also started to accept him as their true king. Because Poseidon sent a signal, and if you can't accept that signal, it will make Poseidon angry, which nobody wants to do. And after seeing that bull, King Minos was also happy because the bull was so good. It was so strong. It has some muscular body. It was white in color. And also it was big in size compared to their average bulls. And after seeing this bull and being amazed at how good that was, he developed an affection to that bull. He don't want to sacrifice this amazing bull to Poseidon. He wanted to keep it for himself so that the kings from other kingdoms will fear him, saying that he got a signal from Poseidon. And that bull will be serving as an evidence. And King Minos thought that he could show off his bull, and so he don't wanted to sacrifice that bull. And at the same time, he wanted to make a sacrifice to Poseidon, because if he doesn't make any sacrifice to Poseidon, that will make Poseidon angry. And when Poseidon gets angry, there will be no island of Crete. So what King Minos did was, instead of sacrificing the same bull Poseidon sent, he sacrificed some other bull, thinking that Poseidon doesn't care. But Poseidon cared. And when King Minos sacrificed another bull in the place of that white bull, Poseidon noticed it. And that made Poseidon so angry, because King Minos prayed him for a signal. And when he got that signal, he didn't sacrifice that bull, but instead of that bull, he sacrificed some other bull. So Poseidon felt betrayed. And when he felt betrayed, it angered him a lot. Initially, he wanted to wipe the entire island of Crete. But after thinking into that problem, he don't want to wipe the entire island because people of that island worship him a lot. And also, he was angry on King Minos, not his people. So Poseidon thought that I'll do something to King Minos so that he'll regret his decision for his entire life. So thinking in that way, Poseidon went to Aphrodite. Aphrodite is the goddess of love, and also she's also called as Venus in Roman mythology, and she's the goddess of love in Greek mythology. And Poseidon asked Aphrodite to make King Minos' wife Pasiphae to fall in love with the bull he created. Yes, that's gross. I mean, sometimes you have to wonder how weird the mythology is, especially Greek, with all those different things. So going back to the story, so Poseidon asked Aphrodite to make Pasiphae, Minos' wife, to fall in love with the bull he created. And Aphrodite did it because Poseidon is the next most powerful god in the Greek mythology. And when a powerful god comes to you and asks you to do something, you can't deny that. So Aphrodite did that. She made Pasiphae fall in love with the bull Poseidon created. And after a few days, Pasiphae was walking through the corridors in their palace. And while walking, she saw the bull for the first time. And when she saw that bull, she immediately fell in love. And I think that's the story of love at first sight. She immediately fell in love with that bull. And this is all happening because Aphrodite made Pasiphae to fall in love with that bull. She was so madly in love with that bull, she wanted to have babies with that bull. And that is a weird thing. So to solve this problem, she went to Daedalus and explained the whole situation. And when Pasiphae came to Daedalus asking to solve this problem, he was so shocked, he was amazed. I mean, this is so weird, how can he solve that problem? He don't want to solve that problem, but if he don't solve that problem, that will actually anger Queen. And when Queen gets angry, she'll order to kill Daedalus. So Daedalus doesn't want to get killed. So Daedalus made a mechanical moving statue of a cow. People can get into that cow, and Pasiphae got into that cow and went to the bull and had children. And when this news reached King Minos, he was so angry on Poseidon, he was so angry on Pasiphae. He was so furious at Daedalus, Pasiphae, and how can Daedalus design something which will actually help Pasiphae sire children with that bull. He was so embarrassed by this act of Pasiphae and Daedalus that he immediately presented Daedalus. Yes, he presented Daedalus immediately. And that's how Daedalus ended up in prison. And when this news reached everyone in the kingdom, King Minos became a laughing stock. He was so angry on Daedalus that he wanted to kill Daedalus. But by killing Daedalus, he don't want to end his torture. So he imprisoned Daedalus for his lifetime. And after a few days, Pasiphae delivered child. And the child was not human, not bull, but a mix of both. He was half man and half bull. He had a torso of a human body, but instead of having a human head, he had a bull head. And that bull man is also known as Minotaur in Greek mythology, because he was technically the son of King Minos, and because of that, he was called as Minotaur. He was not human, he was not bull, and he's actually a monster. Yes, he was a ruthless monster, and he was so powerful and he was so fierce that Minos can't actually kill him because he doesn't have the strength or the power to kill Minotaur. And because Minotaur was a monster, he used to kill people all the time. And King Minos don't want to get himself hurt or people of Ilion to get hurt. So he ordered Daedalus to create a maze so that it will actually imprison Minotaur in that maze. And that maze came to known as Labyrinth in the Greek mythology. And the maze was so complex that you could only enter it but not come out of it. And because it was impossible to come out of that maze, King Minos imprisoned Minotaur in the center of the maze. And also, Minos imprisoned Daedalus on one of the longest tower in his island. So that's how Daedalus got imprisoned, and that's how Poseidon took his revenge on King Minos, and that's how a new monster was introduced to Greek mythology called Minotaur. And also in a way, Minos was proud of that monster, because rather than thinking that monster as an embarrassment, he started to take that as his pride. He started to own that monster so that he could control it and make his kingdom even more powerful. So that's how a new monster got introduced into the Greek mythology. And that's it for today, guys. In the next episode of the podcast, we'll meet again with another interesting story. Subscribe to wherever you are listening, and thank you.